Hello, this is Pastor Gary from First Baptist Church, La Plata. I've got about a Japanese showerhead salesman that likes girls and gifts. In fact, he liked gifts so much, he dated 35 girls simultaneously and told each one a different date for his birthday so he could receive birthday gifts all year long. The man's scheme was eventually uncovered, and he was arrested on fraud charges. I don't know how one man can convince so many women that he is exclusively theirs and keep it all straight. Think about it. If this man went out with a different one of his girls each night of the month, he would run out of months before running out of women. There is no question this man's deception is shameful and his greed is despicable, but his time management is remarkable. King Solomon, perhaps the most prolific polygamist of all time, had 700 wives and 300 concubines, according to 1 Kings 11:3. Yet the Bible claims that he was the wisest man to ever live. I accept that claim by faith, but I must admit I can't understand how either fact is even possible. While there is polygamy in the Bible, it is never shown in a positive light, and it always leads to trouble. God created and introduced marriage in the Garden of Eden, and his definition of marriage has never changed. One man and one woman for life. Dating is not marriage, but it is preparation for marriage. If you plan to be married to one person someday, perhaps dating 35 people at once is not the best way to prepare.